Yes. Is this Orion and Kyle, you fuckers? You've been going around that fucking truck stop telling everybody I'm giving free BJs? I'm charging a lot of money to those truckers. Don't you fuck with me. I charge. It doesn't mean I'm gay. I just do what I need to make a living. Okay, you little fuckers? Just fuck the hell off, okay? Die.
I just had a terrible thought in your face, y'all.
In your face, motherfucker.
I don't know if you can tell, but we do have the new setup going this time around. Our new recording setup. I am on the new mics that I bought. On one of the new, they were only $100, but the new $100 mics. Yeah. One of the new fancy condenser microphones that requires phantom power, which nobody gives a shit about. Orion is on a microphone that came for free with the compressor that we bought.
And I sound pretty good.
I kind of think he sounds better, really? To be honest. But we did fiddle with this quite a bit today, and I figured out there were a few things I was doing wrong. One was just that I kind of had everything turned up too high, which was because I was following the instructions. The instructions said on the mixer to turn up the to turn it up until the little lights that indicate the volume
that are on the device,
were at zero. They were pretty much consistently hitting zero when I was talking, and so I did that, and that was way too loud. Now I've got it turned up so that the lights barely light at all, and it's perfect.
Yeah, it sounds great.
So that might have something to do with my PC's like sound card line-in jack, which again is technical crap that nobody cares about. Like, you either know what that is and you don't. And if you do know what that is, then you don't care because it's not that technical. And if you don't, then you don't care because you don't know what I'm talking about. So
yeah,
I'm really rambling now.
No, you're fine.
I just don't know what to.
It's so different. It's so new.
It is
so
weird.
Crisp.
Yeah. In the past, we've always, we've used these. I don't know if I've ever described what our mic setup was.
I think at some point, but way back. So if you want to repeat it.
Here's what we were working with. When we decided we wanted to do a podcast, I didn't want to invest a lot in it at first because we didn't know for sure. We thought we were going to stick with it, but we didn't know for sure if it was going to work out. Maybe we were going to be just horrible at it. Not that I think we're great at it or anything.
Kyle didn't know if I was going to suck or not.
That's not what my point was. But so I didn't want to put a lot of money into it. So what I did was I went to Best Buy looking for microphones, and they had nothing. Like, I was looking for like cheap USB microphones or something. They had like one kind by Logitech, which looked like a drinking straw.
Jesus. Yeah, one of those.
And some gaming headsets. And then I went to the video game department, and they had these microphones that were meant to be used with SingStar for the PS3 or Rock Band for the Xbox 360.
Yeah, you plug it in.
And they were third-party microphones, and they were USB. It was this little dongle thing with a USB on one end and two microphone, like, quarter-inch inputs on the other end. And it came with two microphones. And I was like, well, it's USB. I had tried the Rock Band mic with the PC before, and it worked.
Yeah, it sounded great.
So I bought them. It was two mics, one input, easy, and it worked. But that's why it sounded like crap.
Yeah.
And because of the way we were doing it, we didn't monitor ourselves in headphones or anything. We just talked to each other.
Yeah, that's another weird thing.
Now we've got headphones on, which is odd.
Very
it's
weird.
Really weird to hear your voice in your own head, like the voice of God.
Yeah, and you're kind of like in my face. I almost feel uncomfortable. Like when you're talking, it's like you're right in my face. Back off, dude.
Yeah, we've been sitting here talking at each other for a while, and I'm getting kind of used to it now. But
a little bit,
it's weird.
It is, definitely.
But I don't know. Is there anything else we should mention about that? I do want to know. I mean, we want your input. What do you think? Does it sound better? Because I think now that we fiddled with it, it does sound better than the old mics.
Fuck yeah. In my opinion, it sounds great.
Crisp. Another nice thing about this setup is that in the past, whenever we would play voicemails or like audio from a video or any kind of audio, I had to edit it in after the episode was recorded.
Yeah.
We would play it through the computer speakers, so the mics would pick it up really
just
quiet.
A little bit. Just
so
little
I would
bit.
Know where to put it. And then I would cut out the shitty like parts that the mics picked up and put in the
overlay
real audio.
It, yeah.
It was a pain in the ass, but now the way it's set up now, I can actually just play it and it records with everything else.
Fuck yeah.
So that's kind of nice.
That's so cool.
Anyway, that might be really boring, so maybe we should move on.
Let's move on to the terrible thought. Bullshit.
It was your birthday this past week.
Yes, it was. I am 27.
God and, damn.
Yeah. I had a party. It was cool. I tried to instruct everybody before they bought me like shots and shit, because that's usually the tradition when it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah, everybody wants to buy you a drink, which is nice.
Yeah, which is great. And everybody came up, hey, what do you want? What do you want to drink? And I'm like, dude, I'm going to wait till 1 hour before close and you can buy me any shot you want, because I really didn't want to end the night in like 15 minutes.
Exactly. Just, you know, everybody's buying you Jaeger bombs at the start of the night. You're going to be passed out within a half hour.
Yeah, and it sounds cool, but when you're younger, you just don't get it. And that's the ritual. Like, ooh, right. Jaeger bombs. And then, dude, you were so gone so fast. Well, yeah, I've grown up and I learned that's stupid. So I told everybody, you know, just wait till like an hour before it closed. And I think I pretty much behaved myself. But once that hour hit, man, everybody was like, hey, Jaeger bomb. And I didn't have to, you know, they didn't come up and ask. They were just like, here you go.
Yeah, you said.
And I'm like, all right, gulp, gulp, gulp. And then I got shit-faced. And, yeah, nothing really happened with me that was super exciting. Like, I was hoping there'd be more. Like, I got naked or I peed on somebody or shat my pants.
You're usually good for a story when you're really wasted.
I beat some, you know, Asian guy up that was, I don't know why I would think of an Asian. But anyway, yeah.
Aldi did say she thought you might have peed on her, but I don't know if that actually happened.
There's
or
no
not.
Way, yeah. It was beer.
However, when we were still at the bar, well, okay, we went to the same bar that we went to for my birthday, only Orion actually kind of set up, or maybe Aldi did it for you. But
she did it for me, yeah.
She set up like an event invitation on Facebook and invited all these people, so a shit ton of people showed up.
Fuck yeah.
And I don't know at what point in the night it happened, but at some point, somebody was like, hey, can I draw on you with a Sharpie? And you were drunk and didn't really care. And maybe you wouldn't have cared anyway.
It was kind of my idea.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And so they drew a little like face on you or whatever, and no big deal on your arm.
I thought it'd be interesting, you know.
But then everybody started doing it like they were signing a cast.
Yeah.
And by the end of the night, you had both of your arms covered.
Covered.
People had lifted your shirt and written all over your chest and your stomach and your back.
Yep.
And your face.
And my face.
Your face had a big penis across the front of it, and it said fag on one of your cheeks.
Yeah.
Although to me it looked like fog, because whoever wrote fag didn't write it very well. But
they were probably nervous, like, he's going to kick my ass. But yeah, I ended up looking like one of those asshole douches that passes out at a party of douches. And
except that you were fully awake the whole time.
Yeah, I was fully aware. And I was drunk when it got more progressive, like on my face. But at first, I thought it was kind of cool. I had a Sharpie in my pocket, and I'm like, I'm going to have everybody, you know, draw a tattoo on me. Make it interesting. I don't know. Shake it up.
Interestingly enough, never actually did end up drawing anything on you.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed. Well, I didn't get around to everybody.
Yeah, I guess.
There's so many fucking people, man. That was another thing. because Aldi put the event on Facebook, there was a lot more people than I thought would, you know, come.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go to the bar, get a few beers, and just, you know, have a good time. But she put it on Facebook, and there was a fuckload of people. There were so many people. I had to go to the bar just because I felt like a dick. I knew it was on a slow night. It was on a Tuesday. And there'd be one bartender. So I went in the night before, planning on going like a week before. But I went in the night before and said, hey, yeah, I got a lot of people coming tomorrow, like a party. And he was like,
right.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll write it down for the bartender tomorrow. Thanks for the heads up. And nothing happened. They didn't get an extra bartender, but it turned out fine. Nobody
it wasn't
like
a problem.
Waiting or anything.
Yeah, after the bar, I went, well, we were going to take a cab home.
That was the idea.
Because that's always the idea. We have never actually taken a cab home.
Dude.
We called a cab once. And then we left before it got there.
Because we thought we could make it. It's right there.
Well,
to be fair,
we always have made it.
Yeah. But that's anyone that's gotten a DUI that I know, they're like, I was almost home, man.
Right.
And they nailed me. So it's always stupid.
So we were going to call a cab. And then I got up outside with you and Aldi. And I guess you guys were having somebody else drive your car to your
place. There was... someone was like kind of the DD. They didn't have a whole lot to drink, and they were like, dude, I can drive your car. I can drive your car. I mean, you're right there. I'm like, I don't know, but okay. I was so gone at that point.
Right.
I didn't give a fuck. Part of me was like, you know, shit. But
hey, I'm not driving.
Cause I didn't know how much they had to drink, but I was like, okay. And we made it home and I passed out. But,
When I found out we weren't taking the cab.
Yeah, yeah.
There were people asking me if I wanted, some of our friends were asking me if I wanted to go to Denny's.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was hungry because I was drunk and hungry, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, after drinking.
And so I decided if we weren't going to take the cab home together, then who gives a shit? Like maybe one of these people will drive me home. So I went to Denny's with them. They drove me to Denny's. And it was pretty normal, you know, sitting there eating.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of people there that I didn't know. And I, one of them was wearing a blue shirt. And
yeah.
I was, it's really not that funny, but I thought it was funny at the time because I was wasted. I kept okay. calling him Periwinkle.
Periwinkle.
Because that's the shade that his shirt reminded me of. Like, you remember when you'd have like a box of Crayola crayons as a kid that had like every color? There'd be the Periwinkle crayon. It was like a slightly purplish light blue.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what color his shirt reminded me of.
So you called him Periwinkle.
So I kept calling him Periwinkle. And his friend that was sitting next to him kept like going like, oh man. It's okay. You're funny. I think you're funny. Like I had said something like crazy, but like he's like, it's all right. You're funny.
Kind of getting pissed off.
But he wasn't because he's like, you're funny. Like if you weren't funny, then I'd be pissed.
Okay.
Okay. So I kept doing it here and there. Not anything. I wasn't like, shut the fuck up, Periwinkle. Just, you know, yeah. I was just calling him Periwinkle. I don't remember why. And then we all got up to pay our bill. And those guys were in front of me and I said something and I don't know what it was.
Oh.
It could have been really offensive, but I don't think so.
Or obnoxious. Yeah.
But I said something and I started laughing and he came over and he's like, you fucking laughing at me? Are you fucking laughing at me? And he pushed me down onto this bench. He kind of caught me by surprise, pushed me down onto this bench in front of the cash register and somebody had to like talk him down and he went outside. He's like, I'll meet you outside. I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now, was this the friend or the actual Periwinkle guy?
No, it was Periwinkle's friend.
It was his friend that pushed you down. Jesus.
And I don't really get it. Like, I don't know what I did because I was too drunk to remember now what it was that I said, but I don't think it was that offensive.
No.
But then I paid my bill and I went outside because there was a small part of me that kind of wanted him to still be out there. Not because I wanted to get in a fight, just because it was exciting, but he was gone. So,
no, of course.
I don't know.
Well, that's good because shit.
It would have been pretty funny though if I'd gotten my ass kicked for calling someone Periwinkle.
Jesus, yeah. Like what kind of pussy are
at
you?
At Denny's.
Yeah.
Get my ass kicked in the Denny's parking lot. I think I would have thought it was funny.
Hell yeah. That's so petty and what a pussy. But yeah, that was basically the birthday.
Yeah, it was
the end
much,
was a blur. Like I got shit written all over me. I got groped because I think at some point I passed out kind of and I was laying on the pool table.
I don't know if you remember this, but I came home from Denny's and you guys were already here. Aldi was passed out in the bedroom and you and I sat up and talked for a really long time.
Oh my God, that's right.
And then eventually I decided I had sobered up enough to drive and we went out and got smokes.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a blur. I do remember.
Do you remember you disappeared at the bar at one point?
Oh yeah,
nobody knew where the hell you were, and people were sort of freaking out.
I was like,
it's not that big a deal. He's got to be here somewhere. So like, me and one of our friends went and looked in the bathroom.
Yeah,
and you weren't in there. So then we went and we looked in the ladies' bathroom.
You never know.
You know, if you're drunk enough, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
But there was nobody in there, and so
you're kind of worried.
You weren't anywhere in the bar. I really wasn't worried because like,
it's
what could have happened?
Yeah,
you know, like you went for a walk.
He's not in this place.
Where the
kidnapped?
Fuck is he? Somebody stole my Orion.
Yeah. He went for a drive.
But Aldi was freaking out. And you eventually came back down the stairs and you had been at the gas station nearby buying cigarettes.
Yeah.
And this was after you had been drawn all over.
Yeah. That's what took me so fucking long. And I told a few people, like, I'm running low on smokes. I'm probably going to have to head over there real soon. And I did.
Right.
But I guess I had forgotten. I had all this shit all over my face and whatnot. And I went in and I'm buying my smokes. Obviously, they're talking to me. They're like, whoa, what the fuck, dude? And I'm like, oh, it's my birthday. You know, I'm having a party over there. And they're like, do you realize you have a big dick on your face?
What?
Wow. And I don't know what was said, but we talked for like 20 minutes and I came back. And yeah, everybody's like, where were you, dude? And I can understand that because I've been to parties at that bar and the birthday boy or girl will disappear.
Right.
And from my experience, it's because they don't know how to hold their fucking liquor and they're in the bathroom somewhere puking.
Yeah.
So I get kind of worried. I'm like, fuck, where are they? So we start looking, you know, in parties and then we always find them in the bathroom puking. But because I wasn't there, it's like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
So I can understand that.
Well, I wasn't freaking out, but Aldi was. And I remember when you started to come down the stairs, I saw Aldi make a beeline for you. And I knew she was going to be pissed. And I like I grabbed her shoulders and I said, hey, it's no big deal. He was just at the gas station.
Yeah.
Cut him some slack. It's his birthday.
Yeah.
And she's like, fuck you. It's none of your business.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. For a period, she was pissed.
Yeah.
But I calmed her down. So she was worried. It's all good. But yeah, it was a good time.
That was pretty much the whole deal, though.
That was it. Yeah, I behaved myself. I'm proud because...
yeah, you didn't pee on anybody.
Though I wanted to get crazy, you know, and I kind of warned people, like, you know, don't buy me shots till an hour before close because I'm going to get fucking crazy in this shit. I'm going to bring the house down. Yeah, it didn't happen. So I kind of regret that, but...
Yeah, well, you know, what were you going to do?
Yeah, I felt...
Get up on the pool table and swing your dick around?
Yeah, I've been... I wanted to take it easy, I guess. But it's not like I'm getting old, but yeah, that's about it.
Well, it is still your birthday month.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to, you know, send a little donation Orion's way, in fact... If you want to, because normally the donation money you send in goes straight to the show. But if you want to send Orion birthday money specifically and you want to have him use it for something fun instead of for like microphone cables or something, there is a way to leave a little note when you leave a donation. So if you want to, if you want to be like, Orion, spend this on beer or whatever else, you know, whatever, just leave a little note.
Awesome.
Right. So just leave a little note because I usually handle that stuff, but I'll see the note and I'll go, okay, well, this is for Orion's birthday. So, and I'll set that aside.
That could be dangerous. But yeah, it's, yeah, my birthday month. Send me whatever you got, whatever's left over.
Whatever's left over from whatever it is you spend money on.
Yeah. Like bills. Yeah. Just give me the rest.
Well, we got a couple of voicemails this week.
Yes.
We got one from our buddy Marley Kins.
Hello, good sirs of Itch Hat. Sorry, I haven't called in a while. It's Marley Kins. I've been sick and then busy with a bunch of crap. But anyway, I just have a few comments and then a couple questions. First of all, happy birthday, Orion. I hope you enjoyed your birthday. And this past episode was hilarious as usual, except y'all kept making me lose the game. And if you don't know what the game is, it's a stupid game just called The Game. And the point of the game is to forget you're playing the game, and if you remember you're playing the game, you lose, and all losses must be announced. But anyway, your stories about things you did as children, like pranks and stuff, made me remember some stupid stuff I've done when I was little, even though it has nothing to do with pranks, but like I used to say when I grew up I wanted to be a stripper, but I didn't know that they did anything beyond dancing in pretty clothes, and I also said that... when I grew older, I didn't want boobs, and if I had boobs, I'd chop them off, and I guess I'm paying for that now because, you know, I don't have a lot of boobs. But anyway, two questions. If you could have any question about the future, either your future or the general future, what would you ask, assuming it would be answered and answered correctly and whatever you wanted to use that information for, such as an example would be, you know, when or how you died. And speaking of that, if you could know when or how you died, would you want to know? Either way, if it could be prevented or not, whatever, would you want to know? That's all I have. As always, keep up the great work, and I'll keep listening and donating and blah, 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 blah. Bye-bye.
Well, if I could have any question about the future answered, actually the first thing that came to mind before she said it was that I'd be curious about how and when I would die.
Yeah.
And I think, obviously, if it could be prevented, then clearly I would want to know because I would want to prevent it. But even if it couldn't be, I think I would still want to know because, like, let's say I found out I'm going to die next week or next month.
Yeah, like, that's a good
well,
point.
Shit. Like, because if I assumed I'm going to die sometime when I'm old, then next week and next month are going to be pretty normal. I mean, I might do some fun stuff, but, you know, whatever. But if I know I'm going to die next week or next month, then I got a bunch of shit I need to get done, you know, a bunch of stuff I want to do. And fuck work, you know, like
quit your job.
Yeah, fuck everything.
Yeah.
I'll sell everything I own that I'm not going to play with in the next week or month, you know.
Go have a good time.
Exactly. I'll get a new credit card, which I have ridiculous credit card debt, but they just recently sent me another credit card, and they sent me the card like I could just activate it.
We were laughing out loud when you opened that. You're like, you're not going to believe this. I'm like, what? I just got a credit card offer. I'm like, are you shitting me?
You guys are fucking retarded. You just like throwing your money away. Have you seen my credit report?
Yeah, my credit's so bad because, you know, I paid for school for so long because I went through financial aid and it wouldn't pay for the whole thing. So I put it on my card. My credit's so fucked because of all kinds of shit that at this point I'm almost tempted to just get a card because how low can my score go? It's at the bottom. I might negative. As well blow some money.
Yeah, you know? Well, my credit's so bad for two reasons. One is that when I was dating my ex-girlfriend, I was living with her and we were living, I'm pretty sure I've told this before, but just for a refresher, we were living on her parents' property in like they had like a guest house. So it was like another house on their property and we didn't pay any rent. We paid utilities and stuff, but we didn't pay any rent. And so I had money for the first time in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I got a credit card for the first time ever because I wanted to build credit, believe it or not. That's why I got it. And I was buying things and paying it off and buying things and paying it off. And I was at least paying the minimum monthly payment, if nothing else. But usually I was just paying it off.
Yeah.
And then we went to Japan for vacation and I maxed the damn thing out.
Yeah.
And that would have been fine too because I could still make the minimum monthly payments and sometimes put a little bit more towards it and I was going to get it paid off. But before I could do that, she broke up with me.
Oh, yeah.
And I just bought a new car. Not a new car, but I just bought a car at a dealership for like $4,000. I just got a new cell phone contract and bought a new cell phone. And so I had all these new bills all of a sudden. Then I got kicked out and had to add rent on top of that.
Yeah, just the worst time possible.
And because Jesus. I financed my car, I had to pay full coverage insurance. So I had all these financial obligations just piled on top of each other, and I couldn't make my credit card payments anymore. You know, something had to give.
You had to pay. There's priorities, yeah. If you have to blow something off, that'd be it.
So that's how my credit got fucked in the first place. Then I had the same kind of mindset that you were just talking about where they sent me another credit card.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a credit card, and I'm like, well, you know what? Fuck it. My credit's already fucked. Well, how much more fucked could it get?
Yeah.
So I'm
sure it can get more fucked.
I'm sure it can too.
But who gives a shit, you know?
So I activated this little like $500 limit credit card and I went out and I bought a bass guitar and I bought some other crap and I never paid a payment on it.
Oh, so financially stupid we are. Yeah.
I know, but that's dumb. And that one is definitely my fault.
Yeah.
But, this has nothing to do with the question at hand.
Yeah, I know.
If you could know anything about the future.
About the future, yeah. Because I'm pretty much in agreement about like the death thing. I would definitely want to know whether it could be prevented or not. Because fuck. Yeah, like you said, totally agree. Now, as for questions about the future. Anything?
I would want to know if we're ever actually going to get flying cars. I think the answer is no. But flying cars, man, we're supposed to have them already, by the way. But it's so obvious. Like, I'm surprised anybody ever thought we were going to have flying cars. I mean, think about the kind of like air traffic control that would have to be involved.
Yeah.
Because they could go at any level. You know, like, how are you going to police that? I mean, it's hard enough with airplanes.
Yeah.
And there's not that many of them in the sky if you really, you know, think about it, like relatively compared to what it would be with flying cars.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like any little change, most people don't realize how fucking long and how much money it's going to take to change everything. Like they were changing the logo for the place I work and it took 5 years just to incorporate it into everything. And it took lots of money. And that's just a logo, man. If you're talking flying cars, yeah, you're talking way beyond your
And
lifetime.
By the time they did get that logo, like, incorporated, they had gone through, like, three different uniform changes. Like, there was one that was on all the signage. There would be pictures of people in these uniforms. And that one never actually got implemented.
Yep.
So there were all these pictures on the walls of people in uniforms for this place that don't exist.
Yeah. And that costs so much money, I'm sure. Jesus.
But yeah, if you think about it, like you watch Back to the Future 2, and I think the future in Back to the Future 2 was the year 2015.
Yeah.
So there's flying cars and shoes that adjust themselves and the hoverboards. Fucking clothes that dry themselves and talk to you, and nobody plays video games with their hands anymore.
Yeah.
And that's like less than 6 years away. That's like 5 years away from now.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. People's ideas of what the future holds are kind of insane.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious if I could, I don't know if I'd ask or if I would be able to witness maybe like in a crazy window to see the future when robots, you know, are introduced and into everyday life, like we keep portraying in every movie, not every movie, but all these sci-fi movies.
Like iRobot style, where there's just like robots that look more or less like people. And
yeah, yeah. Or like that newer movie, yeah.
What, Surrogates?
Surrogates.
The Surrogates version of robots, I don't think, I'm not sure we'll see those within our lifetimes, yeah. But maybe, who
yeah.
knows?
Yeah, I'd like to check that out.
It'd be pretty cool. I'd like to know if at some point we're going to achieve immortality in some form or another.
Yeah, scientifically.
Like, one thing, it's completely off topic, but one thing that people will sometimes talk about when referring to like immortality, because, you know, there's kind of a few ways to go about it. And one would be just to make yourself live forever. I mean, that's like the basic, you know, that's immortality. But another thing that people will occasionally talk about is like being able to freeze your brain
and then
thaw it back out later and put it in a robot body or something, or some kind of cloned body.
Yep.
And that could maybe work, except that I don't think if your brain was frozen now that it would work because of all the tissue damage involved. But another thing that people will sometimes say is that we'll be able to upload our brains into a computer system.
Yeah.
Get them scanned and like completely recreate our brains in a computer. The problem with that is that in my opinion, the computer with your brain information in it would think it was you.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be. I mean, it'd be like a copy of you. So now you're still sitting around going, yeah, shit, I'm still dying. And while the computer is sitting around going, I'm you though, but I'm not dying.
Yeah.
Well, that's not doing me any good. I can't experience the things you're experiencing. As soon as you make a copy of my brain, it's like there's two people now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I had a big argument with my dad about that of all things.
Oh man, really?
He's really into sci-fi and stuff. And he was talking about this story in his head that he wanted to write. And he doesn't write. I don't know, you know, if he's really going to write this story.
He's had this idea. Yeah.
But it had to do with that, like a kind of, it was kind of like Terminator, where like robots are taking over, sort of.
Yeah.
Except that it was like this big artificial intelligence that decided it wanted to get out of the computer. So it somehow acquires a body and uploads its brain into the robot. But what I told him was that that's all well and good, except that, you know, you can only copy the information into the robot. So at that point, it's like there's two of it. You know? So the one that wanted to get out is still stuck.
Yeah.
And it could delete itself, but that's basically just committing suicide.
Yeah.
And he said, well, what if it just wants to reproduce? I'm like, why would a computer want to do that? Like, we're biologically driven to want to reproduce. And actually, we're not even necessarily biologically driven to want to reproduce. We're just biologically driven to want to fuck, which happens to result in reproduction.
Yeah.
But why would a computer want to do that?
Why would a computer
want to have kids?
Yeah, they wouldn't have the impulses that are, you know, based on chemical reactions.
Right. Anyway, that's way out there. But yes, I would like to know when and how I'm going to die.
Yes.
And I don't see how it couldn't be preventable. You know, if I know, then I just won't do whatever it was that I was doing in the future.
Exactly.
You know
what I mean? That's what I was thinking.
How is it not preventable? I don't believe in fate.
Yeah.
But
I did want to throw in thank you for the birthday wish, the happy birthday.
Yes, that was very nice.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Next voicemail, I guess.
Yes.
What is up, gentlemen? You know who this is. First of all, I got to say, I love, absolutely love the voicemail intro. Priceless. Anyway, in the last episode, you guys were talking about the 10 cruel things that women do to men. If the voicemail is long enough, I figured I would share my story of a dreaded combination number 8 and number 4. Now, for those of you keeping score at home, that is, they don't disclose their relationship status, and they use men as placeholders. Okay, so it's July, and I'm going to a music festival for the company that I work for to cover it in a journalistic sense. Also going is a girl that works for the same company, but not really in the same department, so I had never really met her before. Now, I guess you could say we clicked because I spent the night in her tent and we went down on each other. Now, it wasn't until after 3 nights of this that she finally decided to tell me that she's got a boyfriend. However, as time went on, it became pretty obvious that she didn't really seem to care that she had a boyfriend. Now, her story was that they were, quote, on a break, and that he frequently got drunk and treated her poorly. I never really asked her to elaborate, but that was her story. Now, however, again, as time went on, her story slowly changed from he gets drunk a lot and treats me bad to it's not really as bad as it sounds to, and I'm quoting here, he really didn't do anything wrong. Now, at this point, she goes back to her boyfriend. Now, I'm sort of bummed out because she seemed really cool, but what are you going to do, right? Anyway, after about 2 weeks, they break up, and she's immediately dating a coworker and a good friend of mine. Now, I'm oddly okay with this. A, because I'm pretty sure at this point I have no desire to be her boyfriend, and B, at the very least, my buddy should get some. So they date for about 2 weeks, and guess what? She's not ready to leave her boyfriend, so she goes back to him again. So, anyway, not the biggest deal. I'm sure people out there have even worse horror stories, but given the topic of your last episode, it seemed appropriate, and I figured I would share. So, in closing, keep up the good work, guys, and beware the dreaded number 4, number 8 combo. All right, later.
What a psycho bitch.
I was just about to say, what a bitch.
That sucks.
Jesus, yeah. I think beware of any woman that has any of those, cruelties towards men.
Yeah, of course, there's no way to know, though. Like he said, she didn't tell him ahead of time, like, oh, I've got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then she told him later, and her story
kind of came,
sort of morphed over time. Like, yeah, I got a boyfriend, but we're on a break, and he's kind of an asshole. He really doesn't treat me right. To like, well,
yeah, I can relate to that.
He's okay. He's not that bad. I love my boyfriend. Leave me alone. Stop going down on me.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're in a tent, dude, I wouldn't be going down on anybody if there's no shower, in the premises.
Well, did he say it was the first night? That'd probably be the best night to do it.
That would be. I think he did. So, my bad.
That kind of reminds me of something, which has nothing to do with anything, again.
Here we go.
This is how scatterbrained I am right now.
Yeah.
But that reminds me, I think we might have talked about like weirdest places you've had sex before.
Oh, yeah.
And the weirdest place, I guess, that I've ever had sex was on the beach.
Yeah, I remember.
While I was on a camping trip. But the funny thing about that to me is that I couldn't really get her to do it in the tent.
Oh, weird.
But she fucked me on the beach. So I guess it's almost like she was just using me for the experience. Like,
yeah.
She wanted to be able to say she'd fucked someone on the beach.
Yeah.
But
Jesus.
Fucking someone in a tent, that's nothing.
Yeah, man, that sucks. It kind of sounds like you were being used for, just to, I don't know, make a list of all the shit you've done.
Like,
A bucket list. Like, so I did this and I did this. Man,
things
you sound
to do
really
before
cool.
I die. I've already had sex in a tent. So we're not going to do that. How about on the beach?
Yeah. But like I'm saying, you've done all that? Wow, that's very sporadic. Well, actually, I planned all of it just so I could, cool now.
I carry a checklist. Sex while paradiving, paradiving, parachuting.
Yeah.
Skydiving. Fuck off. Parasailing. Being dragged around by a boat.
Jesus.
Yeah. So here's a story I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
This guy. Okay. Well, let me read part of the article here.
Okay.
What do you do if you want to vote today but have a fervent opposition to using a computer? You get screwed. That's what. Rad Rich, who has the coolest name ever but is actually kind of a lame douche, who pretty much founded the punk scene in town in many ways, went to vote today. He then concisely described his experience for Hands Up Houston's message board. I was told I can't vote because I refused to use the computer, so I was denied the right to vote. Well, that's kind of a redundant run-on thing. F.U. Houston and I have filed a complaint. Houston is trembling, we're sure. We haven't heard back from Rad Rich, but we did talk to Hector DeLeon of the Harris County Clerk's Office, and he confirmed that if you refuse to use the e-slate machines, you have no other options today. Now, there's more to this article, but who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's basically it.
Now, this article kind of takes it from the perspective of, man, can you believe this shit? This guy doesn't want to use computers, and they won't let him vote.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you vote, asshole. Like, that's just how it's done. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, and he founded the punk scene? How old could he possibly be?
Yeah,
it's not like he's an octogenarian. He's afraid of technology. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
I kind of understand why somebody wouldn't trust a computer for voting because they're hackable, you know?
Okay, yeah.
But if that's the way the votes are tallied, you know, that's the way you vote.
That's the process,
like,
dipshit. Yeah.
What if you just didn't like paper? Or punch cards, or, checklists. Like,
yeah.
I don't like paper. Well, that's how we vote. Well, yeah. I want to vote some other way. I want to shout my answer out. Fuck, that's not how we do it.
It's not how it works. Yeah. So.
So what? Of course, if you don't like the way we vote, then you're not going to be able to vote.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
And they treat it like it's this huge injustice. Well, what would he have preferred?
Yeah, I don't know.
And what is he going to write it down? And he's going to be the one vote they have to count by hand like that? Like.
And they just make exceptions for people like him. Yeah.
Like. I prefer to vote by parking a unicycle in a big square with the candidate's name on it. Okay.
So what makes you so special? God damn.
Voting is kind of silly anyway. Like not voting is silly, but there are a lot of aspects to voting that I find silly. Like, for example, people will say things like, I don't care who you vote for. Just get out there and vote. Well, really?
Yeah.
You don't care who I vote for?
Yeah, there's aspects behind it that I've heard from like our, what was the class in high school? Economics, yes. He said it's more to that, you know, you don't just vote. I guess he was saying something like the more a community or a county votes, the more funding they get and that kind of shit.
Oh,
I don't know. Why would that work? But he was a smart guy. I don't know. I kind of looked at him like, really?
Well, here's my perspective on it. If you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, which I don't a lot of times when it comes to politics, if I went out to vote for something and I did know what I was talking about, but there's a bunch of other things on the ballot, like different proposals and things, and I don't know what the fuck they are.
Yeah.
Should I really be voting on them?
Yeah.
Like, do you really want me casting my vote when I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Or like if I go to vote for president and I'm voting based on the fact that I think this president looks nicer than the other one because I don't know shit about them.
Yeah.
Like, why would you want me to do that? What if you knew for a fact I was going to vote the exact opposite of you? Like, what if you were going to vote Democrat and I was going to vote Republican and you knew that for a fact? Are you still going to tell me to go vote? Because that's stupid. You're just canceling your own vote out.
Yeah. It's silly. And I've never voted because I think it is silly. I'm not informed. I don't know shit. So why should I go out and vote on certain things? So I don't know if like there's certain proposals that come up later. You know, like you vote for who you want as president, but there's proposals. Can you leave it blank or do you have to like say for or against?
I think you can leave it blank. I voted in 2000 and that's the only time I voted. I voted for president in 2000.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know anything about the candidates until the night before when I went and did some research and I ended up voting for Ralph Nader at the time.
Yeah.
Which is dumb because it is throwing your vote away.
Yeah,
like, when's the last time a third party candidate won the presidency?
Never.
So, okay. So I just went and threw my vote away. And if I had voted this last time, I probably would have voted for some libertarian candidate or another.
Yeah.
So again, I would have been throwing my vote away.
Yeah. There's no way that's going to win.
Even if some kind of libertarian candidate won the popular vote, chances are they wouldn't have won the electoral vote. Because that's just not how that works. Like the electoral college or whatever is supposed to, you know, pay attention to what the people in their area want. But ultimately, if they're like, are you fucking serious? Like, I remember one year Hulk Hogan had said he was going to run for president. It was a total publicity thing. Like he wasn't really. But what if he had? And what if what if Michigan decided, yeah, fuck yeah, Hulk Hogan for president?
Yeah.
You really think the Electoral College is going to go, well, they said.
Yeah, no way.
That's actually
why they're there.
That's why they're there, is in case we all collectively lose our minds. So, of course, they're not.
And that's even more reason to, why would you vote? I mean,
why bother?
Why bother?
Yeah. There are actual people who get paid to vote. Fuck me. No, I don't know. I don't care. But I know there are a lot of people who would hear me say I didn't vote this last time or the time before that and be like, that's insane. You should vote, blah, blah, blah. And then like, okay.
It's all the principle. Yeah. But that's bullshit. That's an illusion.
Yeah.
The principle, you know, you got to get your voice out there no matter what. But I mean, take a look around. It's not like you're living it under a rock and it's, you know, all about the principle. Take a look around. You're not going to win if you vote for this guy and it really isn't up to you. So why should you vote? I don't know.
Because you got to vote.
Because you got to vote.
You got to vote. Everybody's got to vote.
America.
Vote.
Yeah.
You have the freedom to vote and you're not going to exercise it.
Oh, that too. Yeah. God, that'll upset a lot of people. Yeah.
Well, I also, apparently in Florida, they don't have a law against bestiality. So I have the right to go to Florida and fuck a dog. I'm not doing that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Do you have anything else to say about this guy and his stupid douche?
No,
I don't like computers.
Founder of punk.
Okay, weirdo. Yeah, and I've never heard of Rad Rich, by the way. So if he's like some kind of founder of punk rock, I've never heard of him. And I've heard of punk rock.
He's that underground. He's like, so special.
So underground, nobody even knows who he is.
Yeah.
He invented it and then gave the credit to someone else because that's how punk he is.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Punk rock.
So here's another story. A teacher returns to class after controversial lesson on homosexual animals. A Southwestern high school teacher in Piazza, Illinois, outside of Alton, is back in the classroom today after a multi-day suspension for an assignment about homosexual behaviors in animals. English teacher Dan DeLong was placed on paid leave last week after someone complained about the optional homework assignment he provided his sophomore students. The homework had students read an article that challenged Darwin's theory of sexual selection by documenting hundreds of animal species that engaged in seemingly homosexual acts. According to the Alton Telegraph, more than 200 students and community members showed up last night to a meeting of the school district's 6 p.m. board meeting. Okay. To protest DeLong's suspension. The meeting didn't adjourn until 6 hours later at 12:23 a.m., at which point DeLong and the board issued a joint statement. In the statement obtained today by Daily RFT, which I guess is where I'm reading this, DeLong states that the Board of Education and Administration did not suspend him over homophobic condemnation, but rather because of the age appropriateness of the material. DeLong further stated that he was embarrassed about the attention his leave of absence has brought to the district, saying, "Our community has been unjustly misrepresented as bigoted and narrow-minded." Okay, so the guy's like, hey, the funny thing about this is actually the homework had students read an article that challenged Darwin's theory of sexual selection by documenting hundreds of animal species that engaged in seemingly homosexual acts.
Yeah.
I don't really see how that challenges his theory.
I don't know enough about Darwin, I guess. I don't know.
I guess I don't know specifically what the theory of sexual selection refers to, if that means like...
Sexual selection.
Like, I guess if I find a particular person more attractive, I'm more likely to have sex with them, and then their genes are more likely to carry on. So like who I select as a sexual partner, is that it? Because normally you hear about like natural selection. You hear about like the survival of the fittest kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't see how being a queer... kind of negates that, because like that just means your genes don't end up being passed on. That's actually kind of
counterproductive
in line with his theory.
Yeah,
because even if you regarded homosexuals as negative, like homosexuality is a negative thing, they're kind of breeding themselves out of the gene pool.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't really. But I assume the reason people freaked out is because, oh my God, he's talking about homo animals.
Yeah, they're not of age to hear about homos.
Right, yeah, yeah. Homos, you can only talk about that when you're over 18.
Yep. That's pornographic, they are. Yeah.
Right, because heteros don't have sex.
Yeah, at all. Yeah.
Homos Jesus. Do it all the time, everywhere they can. Out in the streets.
In front of children.
Yep. Yeah. Especially in front of children. They kidnap children to fuck in front of them. Did you know that? It's true. The gays do that.
Yeah.
Every time a child goes missing, it's because they're in some homo's living room watching them fuck.
And you know that's why they got pissed, yeah. Because the whole homo thing.
Exactly. Jesus.
But, I mean...
Well, what do they want them to do? Just pretend facts don't exist?
Yeah.
Like, if anything, I think this is good.
Yeah.
Because it introduces the idea that there are homosexual animals. Because I think a lot of people don't know that. I think they assume that that only occurs in human beings. And that makes it easier for them to say, well, it's not natural. Look at the animals. They don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, actually, they do.
They do. It's a fact. Yeah, and there was some article we were reading, or I brought it up to you. Maybe you were reading it, but they genetically did something to worms and made them lesbian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a long time ago now, but yeah, it was an article we were maybe going to talk about on the show.
Yeah.
There was some article about, yeah, scientists had made lesbian worms.
Yeah.
Like they had genetically engineered them to come out lesbian. So, yeah. Which is just, it doesn't prove anything in humans necessarily, but it proves that it's at least possible that being gay could be a genetic thing.
Yeah.
And I know I was watching Religious.
Yeah.
The Bill Maher movie. And I don't know the details. I think it's probably debatable, but there was a guy on there who said he had found the gay gene.
Really? Yeah.
So Yeah, but I guess that doesn't count.
That's definitely dangerous territory because a lot of people.
I've never
that's
understood.
Change.
Why
everything.
Are people so anti-homo?
I don't know.
Like, I don't. I'm not like super duper like pro homo. Like,
yeah.
Everybody be gay. But I have no. Why do you care?
It's that whole image of homo. Like, we're just fucking all the time. You know, like if I was homo and you weren't, you just I don't know. Like, I'm just going to have some guy suck my dick in front of you in my living room all the time. And
this is just what we do.
You don't
man.
Like homos? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's for most people, like, you probably wander by gay people, like, in your day-to-day business. You know,
yeah.
You go to a restaurant or something, or you go to the movies, and you probably happen to pass by gay people all the time, and you don't know it. You know why? Because they're just fucking people, and they don't fuck in public. So why do you care? You never have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I guess the one thing that really gets people uppity about it is that, you know, the portrayal in the media and stuff. Like,
yeah.
People portray it like it's okay. I don't mind if I don't have to see it, but now I have to see it in the media and stuff. Well, you still don't usually have to see him fucking. And if you do, change the channel and stop watching the L word.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't mind homosexuality. I do mind some homo activity. Like, if a guy is homosexual,
homo
he
activity.
Can. Well, being flamboyant, I don't mind it. But if you're like super flaming, like so, and talking about,
yeah,
like you're defending, I don't know, yourself as being superior because I don't wear the right clothing line and all that. That gets annoying. That you're just annoying. I don't care if you're straight or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, there are definitely. That is like the stereotype that goes along with it. And some of those people
sad, yeah.
are super annoying.
They are, yeah.
Like Perez Hilton, the whole like yeah. limp-wristed, I'm a flaming
yes.
homosexual thing. I don't know where that comes from exactly.
I don't know.
Like the whole like
degree of flame,
lispy valley girl sort of talking, and
yeah.
I don't know where that comes from. It. I wonder if maybe it's sort of like a defense mechanism, like they intentionally try to make themselves more gay, like to make themselves appear gay for some kind of solidarity. I don't really know.
I have no idea. I don't know. Just because I know, I forget what I was watching, but the leader of like. You know, like the gay pride, the whole thing. I don't know what the organization is called, but they were interviewing him and he is completely zero flaming, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, so to speak. Very just regular, like, yeah, how's it going? Yeah. So we had a parade the other day. Yeah. Instead of like
right.
what most people would think, the leader.
I don't really get it the other way around either. Like you see, like, because with the flamers, you're talking about dudes. And,
oh, yeah,
and the other way around.
The
like
other
with,
way around.
With
yeah.
lesbians, it's, I don't think it's as common,
yeah.
but it's still pretty common to see like the quote unquote bull dykes.
Yeah, the bull dykes.
You know, the chicks with the super bush. Short, spiky hair
yeah.
and, who wear like cargo shorts and fucking Crocs
yeah.
all the time.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. And just trying to make themselves look like dudes, and they're usually a little overweight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's funny because it's so common. You see so many of these.
Yeah, it's definitely a true stereotype. Like it's
absolutely. There's so many. You know, you can categorize them. You know, just like people in general. You know,
I actually meant to mention this earlier after your birthday.
Yeah.
Cause I had taken your birthday was Tuesday. I had taken Wednesday off from work to recover from my
yeah.
hangover. And, I went to work the next day and I was talking to my boss for a second and it was early and I was sleepy. And,
yeah.
My boss was like, what'd you do, yesterday? And I was like, well, and she's like, you had to, I said, well, my friend's birthday was Tuesday and I kind of needed Wednesday to recover.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I understand.
Yeah.
I may look like a school teacher, but I used to be pretty crazy back in the day. I've had those experiences. I used to be really into the punk rock scene. And, man, I had so many crazy times. I'm surprised I didn't end up dead or pregnant or with AIDS.
Oh, God. What?
And I was too tired to have this conversation.
Yeah.
But she does kind of look like a school teacher, and it was weird.
That would be weird, yeah.
And she's a really cool lady. She's definitely the coolest boss I've ever had.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to, like, rag on her or anything, but it's just it was a really weird thing to say to me at, like, 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Jesus.
It's amazing I didn't end up dead or
pregnant.
Pregnant or with AIDS. And I don't know if the AIDS part meant she was doing a lot of sleeping around or maybe she was, you know, doing some intravenous drugs. I have no idea. man.
Leaving it to the imagination.
Yeah. Jesus. So that was good. Then I went back to my desk and did some work.
Fucking great.
But that did make me feel better. She's actually always been really cool. Like, for a while, I would be really late to work a lot.
Yeah.
Because I just am not a morning person. If left to my own devices, I would stay up till 6:30 in the morning every night and sleep till like 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, same here.
If I had nothing that I had to do.
Yeah, I don't like daylight, you know? I mean...
There are times, actually, when like...
If I get used to that
kind of schedule, like the whole like sleeping during the day and then being up all night, if I get used to that, because I've done that in the past when I've worked like second shift jobs.
Yeah.
And then one day I get up, like I go to sleep early and I get up at like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of awesome, especially if it's in like the summer, you know, all this, the sun. It's like, oh, I've been missing this. but only... Because I've been missing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Once I do that every day for a while, it's like, no, fuck this.
Fuck this, yeah. I like getting up around, I don't like a full half day's worth of sun, you know, and brightness and shit. I like when the sun's kind of going down, you know, it's all calm and cool, and then night comes.
Yeah.
It's just very chill.
I have to wear sunglasses too. Lately, it hasn't been so bad, but like for a while there, the sun started, the sun would be up, but it would be very dusky dawny, I guess, whatever, when I was going to work, but I would still have my sunglasses on and I'd come in the door and people would make fun of me. What do you got your sunglasses on for, retard? It's not bright out there. Well, it is to me.
Yeah.
And so when the sun's really out, like I have to wear sunglasses because otherwise I can't do anything but look down and squint.
Yeah.
I guess my eyes are just really sensitive to the light.
It must be.
Or I'm just a pussy. It's probably a little bit of both.
Maybe.
All right. Well, you know, one thing we actually forgot to talk about that happened on your birthday was that when you and I were up talking late at night, the internet had been down. We have Comcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Cable internet. And the internet had been down since around, I don't know, 8 o'clock, 7:30, something like that, PM. And now it's like, it had to have been.
Yeah, the whole night went by, the party went by, and it was fucking like 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3, God, in the morning, and it's still down. It's like, fuck. And we discovered, like, it wasn't just the internet. We fucked with it. The cable TV was out as well, so it was Comcast. Right.
So no matter what, it wasn't on our end. It was, I mean, it might have been in the building, but it wasn't us.
Yeah.
So we called Comcast, and we ended up calling them like, what, 4 or 5 times?
Something like that, yeah, because I was pissed, and I'm like, I want to solve this. So I'd call them up and be like, is anything going on? Was there like a... Like I've called before when it wasn't working, and it's before I'd connect with a customer representative, it would say, we are currently experiencing, you know, I don't know.
Like problems in your area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I can understand, but it never mentioned that. So I'm kind of curious, and I call them up. And I'm like, hey, do you know what's up? And they're like, I have no idea, and they never do. So I'm getting pissed. I just want the internet back on. And so I called like 3 times, and I got 3 different people, thank God. But I'm like, what can you do? And they all said, all we can do is send out a tech tomorrow.
Right.
And I'm like, I want it now. You know, what can I do? So.
And then I called once, and I got some guy, and he basically said, well, we're not showing any outages in your area. I mean, I see that yours isn't working, but I don't know what the problem is. We're not performing any services there or anything. We can send a tech guy out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
We
kept getting the same thing. Oh, we can send a tech guy out tomorrow. Well, okay. Yeah. All right. So I hung up. And I called back again.
Yeah. Because we were like, fuck this.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. People get their way all the time.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we've noticed over the years that you'll hear all the time about somebody being like, oh, yeah, I got some kind of overdraft fee on my bank account.
Yeah.
And I called up and I said, hey, I screwed up and overdrafted, which is what the fucking overdraft fee is for.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you got it.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. But they're like, oh, yeah, I screwed up and this happened. Could you take that fee off? And they take the fee off.
Yeah.
And we've noticed over time that apparently the bigger of an asshole you are when you call, the more likely you are to get something.
Exactly.
I guess because they just want to get you off the phone.
Yes.
And if you're nice, they give you shit.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry about that. Goodbye.
So we were both drunk, and
yeah.
I called back one more time, and I decided I was going to be an asshole. And this chick named like Rachel or something picked up.
Yep.
And I was talking to her for a while, and she was basically giving me the same answer everybody else was giving me, which was like, I don't know what the problem is. I can't help you from here.
Yep.
We can send a tech guy out tomorrow. And I said, well, look, Rachel, I got no problems with you. I know you're just doing your job, but is there by any chance somebody else I could talk to?
Like a manager.
She said, like, somebody else on my level?
Yeah.
No, stupid. Why would I want to do that?
Yeah.
No, like a manager. She's like, oh, yeah, I can get you my manager, Carlos. Hold on a sec. And she puts me on hold. And eventually I get connected with Carlos.
Carlos. Yeah.
And I said, look, Carlos, I've been sitting around all day, and the internet's been down since about 8 p.m. It's got to be like 4 a.m. now.
Yep.
It's been down all day, and it's kind of a problem, don't you think? And Carlos is like, yeah, let me see what I can do for you. Well, we're showing that you're having problems. I can send a tech guy out tomorrow. I was like, Carlos, is that all you can do for me, Carlos? Because I got shit to do. I mean, the internet's been down for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and I'm paying for it. Yeah. So this is all you can do is just say you could send somebody out tomorrow. Carlos, the problem isn't in my apartment.
Yeah.
The cable TV is out too. What do you think I did? You think I kicked a hole in the wall and took a piss on the coax cable?
And you said that. It was sweet.
Because I did not do that, Carlos. Is that what you're trying to say? You think I just took a shit all over the jack? Because the problem's not in the apartment here, Carlos.
Yeah.
And he kept, you know, saying, well, I can send a tech guy out tomorrow. I was like, okay.
All right.
What time can you send a tech guy out tomorrow? He said, well, we could send a guy out from 2 to 5, between 2 and 5.
Yeah.
Like, Carlos, what the fuck do you think I do that I can sit around for 3 hours in the middle of the day just waiting on your tech guy? Just waiting with bated breath for your tech guy just to show up whenever he feels like it.
Yeah.
It's like, Carlos, here's what I'll do for you. I can wait for your guy at 3 o'clock. He's like, oh, well, we can't do that. We send him out in windows. It has to be a 3 hour window because we have, you know, different things that we have to do. And if something goes wrong here, he might have to be there longer. And I was like, well, Carlos, I got shit to do too. And, you could send a guy out between 3 and 4. And he's like, well, I can't do that. It has to be a 3 hour window. Blah, 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 blah. I said, are you telling me, Carlos, there's no way for you to leave any kind of a note saying, you know, you have to be there between 3 and 4? Well, I can, but I mean, I can't guarantee that he'll do anything about it. Okay. All right. Fine. Now, Carlos, I have a bigger problem here. And that is that the internet is down at least once a day, at least once, more like 2, 3, 4 times a day at some point for, who knows, could be 10 minutes, could be half an hour.
Which is true. Yeah.
I'm paying for it by the month, Carlos. I don't get a discount when it goes down. Don't you see how that's kind of a problem? He's like, yeah, I could see how that would be annoying. That's a problem. We could have our tech guy look at that. Okay, Carlos, here's the thing. It's been doing this for, I don't know, a couple months, going down a couple times a day, just when it feels like it.
Yeah.
Anyway, basically, eventually, because I can't reenact it that well because I'm not drunk now and I don't really remember it that
well.
And
it went on for a while, yeah.
It went on for, I was on the phone with him forever.
Yeah.
But eventually, for the first time in my life, I actually managed to get something out of one of these people. There was one time when I paid my credit card bill back when I was still paying it.
Yeah.
I paid my credit card bill. I sent out a check. And then the next month, they were like, you never paid it.
Yep.
So I called them and I said, look, I sent a check. I don't know what to tell you. I can send another one, but could you take the late payment off or the late charge off? They're like, no. I know they can, but I wasn't enough of an asshole. So for the first time in my life, I actually got something out of one of these guys. They knocked a month off of the Comcast bill.
Which is sweet. Yeah. Because that's the dilemma when you're growing up. Like, you face this shit all the time. Like, I got service through Earthlink Internet, and I canceled at some point. And a year later, they're taking money out of my account. So what do? You call up, and you kind of have a good case, right? No, they find some way, like, to just fuck you, unless you're an asshole.
Yeah, didn't they try to tell you that it wasn't happening?
Yeah, like, we have no record of us taking money out, yeah. Like, come on, man. I can send you my bank statement.
Where is the money going? That makes you wonder, you know, where the fuck is the money going then? It's coming out of my account.
Yeah. And just countless shit everybody I know has gone through. And we're not assholes. So we just take it, you know, deal with it. Because what the fuck are we going to do? Because unless you're an asshole, you're not going to get your way. Period. That's just how they operate.
I was being an asshole too. Pretty rude to poor Carlos.
I was covering my mouth. I was in the back of the room, like, don't laugh. I was dying. It was so good.
And there honestly is a part of me that feels kind of bad about it now, which is why I don't normally do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but I was drunk, and so it worked out. But
and you were using profanity like appropriately. Like, what do you think I did? Shit all over the walls, you know, outlet, the cable socket, kick a fucking hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And when you said, like, I've been out, you know, of the internet since 8 o'clock, and I got shit to do, you know? You're not just being strictly professional. You're kind of being an ass, and you got your way. So
let that be a lesson to you, folks. Don't be nice.
Yeah, at all.
Ever.
That's how they operate.
In
if
life.
You're nice, they will fuck you, and don't let them fuck you.
Yeah, when I signed up for one of my credit cards, actually, the first one, when I signed up for it, they wouldn't let me not take certain, like, they're like, okay, do you want this optional, like, overdraft protection thing or something? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, no, because it's like an extra $10 a month or something.
Fuck that. Yeah.
So, like, how often would I have to overdraft to make that worth it, you know?
Yeah, that's
and
so
I had
stupid.
Like a $1,000 limit at the time. Eventually, it bumped up to $2,000. So, you know, how am I going to just accidentally overdraft on that?
What a ripoff. Yeah. But yeah.
So I said, no, I don't want it. And they're like, really? Because it's really good. It could really help you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I don't want it. No, thank you. Really? Because I really think you should take it. It's really important that you should. No, I don't want it. Well, listen, sir, I really think you should. Okay, fine. I'll take it. Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not enough of an asshole.
I've kind of been there. Yeah. But, I make shit up. Like, when I moved into this place and I called the power company, they got this new thing and I've never experienced this before, but they're trying to advertise because I'm in an apartment and I said it and they knew it. That they're trying to promote all these different packages that the cable companies are, you know, sponsoring them to promote.
Right.
And I kept saying, you know, I'm not really into it, but they kept pushing it and pushing it.
Yeah.
So I finally, I'm like, what do I say? I'm like, shit. So I finally said, well, I got to talk to the roommates, you know what I'm saying? So, cause we're not all paying for this. I can't just decide for them, you know, they'll kick my ass or something. So I'll talk to the roomies and I'll get back to you. And I got her off my back, but God. Damn it.
Yeah.
And that's what pisses me off the most is you're trying to be super honest and you can even say, like, I understand you're doing your job.
Right.
You won't get anywhere just by being honest with them. And you understand they're doing their job. If I was in your position, I can understand, you know, you got to do this. But you don't get anywhere. That's the point. So you got to be an asshole. Fuck them.
I can't do jobs like that either because you have to be an asshole in that job.
And I almost think, you know, you chose that job. Go fuck yourself. There are so many jobs out there. And I know not everybody's hiring, but that's one particular job I wouldn't take. Even I'd rather be unemployed than take that job. So I kind of feel like, you know what? You took the job. I can be an asshole because I know that's what it takes to get shit done.
There are a lot of jobs that have aspects like that, though. Like when I worked at GameStop, every time somebody bought anything, I was supposed to ask them if they wanted to reserve anything coming out. And I was supposed to ask them if they had the fuck was it called?
What was it?
That whatever the card is. GameStop and EB Games merged. And I think EB called theirs one thing and GameStop called it another. And I can't remember which is which. I think it was called the Edge card, but I can't remember. Anyway, it was this discount card that would get you 10% off of used games and 10% extra when you traded games in. And it came with a subscription to Game Informer magazine. So every time somebody bought anything, I was supposed to push this stuff. And if they were buying used games, I was supposed to push it even harder because it would save them a little bit right now. If you buy I was supposed to tell them if you buy enough used games, it'll pay for itself.
Yeah.
And if they didn't want to reserve it, like the thing is we didn't get paid on commission or anything, but we did have quotas we had to meet.
Yeah.
Like you were supposed to get this many reservations and this many subscriptions per day.
Oh, bullshit.
And so I'm not enough of a dick because what I would do is I would say, hey, you got one of these cards? You know what it is? And if they said yes and they didn't want one, then I'd just let it go.
Yeah.
But what I was supposed to do was say, do you want one of these, or do you have one of these cards? And if they said no, I was just supposed to go into the whole spiel.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and most people won't take it.
They don't want it. And for good reason. If you don't buy it, like, because I don't actually buy a lot of video games. I like video games a lot, but mostly I'm into kind of the older, like, retro games.
Yeah.
So I don't buy a lot of, like, modern video games. And when I do, I actually prefer to get them new, usually. It doesn't really matter to me that much, but I prefer to get them new. Like, if I'm really excited about a game, I'll probably buy it when it comes out. So I'll reserve stuff occasionally, but the card is mostly useless to me except for the magazine subscription, which is also pretty useless to me because, unfortunately, I like print magazines and everything, but all that information is on the internet, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's worthless.
It is. Yeah. I never understood why they put... Who's behind this quota system? Because I had to do credit cards. I had to, like, persuade people to, you know,
to get the store credit card.
The store credit card. And they kept putting me on it. And, like, I'm like, I got the spiky hair. At the time, I painted my nails black. Who the fuck is going to look at me and go, you know what? You convinced me, you know? So I was just honest. You know, I'm like, hey, are you looking to buy anything in general merchandise? Do you want to say 10%? And some people did, but... I didn't want to push it, and I don't get the whole idea that that works, pushing it. Unless I'm like a chick with big tits and I'm super hot, then that might work. That's it. That's it, you know, because people will forget what they're doing, and they're like, well, you're kind of nice, and I guess I'll do it, you know, unless they're uncomfortable. And I hate putting people in that position.
And a lot of people, I don't know about in that situation because of, like, I don't know how often people would get a hit up for these, you know, credit card applications.
Yeah.
But like at GameStop, this happens every time you go in. A lot of people just would stop coming.
Yeah.
Because they don't like it.
It's so stupid.
Like every time you come in, you got to get asked if you want this card.
Nobody.
No, I don't want the card. You asked me last time. You asked me the time before that. I haven't changed my mind. I understand you're just doing your job, but I don't want the card. I have to ask you, dude. I'm sorry. And I said that a number of times to people. I have to ask.
Yeah.
Because if I don't and my manager sees me, my managers were actually pretty cool. But if my manager sees me not asking, then it's my ass.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I have to at least be putting out an effort.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. It's all bullshit.
It's stupid. And like, I don't mind upselling, especially when it's actually a good deal.
Yeah.
But if I say no, then that should be it. But these companies make it their policy because they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck if they're making you uncomfortable because they know you're probably going to come back. And if you don't come back, somebody else will come in your place. If it's a big enough, you know, if it's a big enough name.
Which is stupid. Yeah. You're losing customer. Nobody likes solicitation, period. And the more you do that, the less people are going to come. I don't care who it is, you know? It just...
But anyway, yeah, be an asshole.
Yeah. Be an asshole. Don't be afraid. Get a few fucking beers in your drinks. It does help. If it's a 24/7, you know, customer service line, you're in luck. So
yeah, we were lucky there was even, you know, somebody to take our call.
Otherwise, I don't know what you're going to do.
Oh, goodness. I don't... We're actually, I think we're going long enough that we could probably end the show.
Okay. Where are we at?
Well, it's going to change when I edit it all together.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Anyway, but,
right. But, yeah.
I don't know how.
This is definitely, yeah, Kyle's giving me that look like, fuck, man. I don't know. We've been rambling.
Yeah. I don't know how entertaining this show is going
to
be.
Just to give you the reality, like this whole new setup.
It's a little distracting, to be honest.
It is, yeah. Like
it's weird to hear yourself in your head.
Like, that, and I feel like I'm kind of being pushed to be more professional, and that's not me.
I feel like I've been less professional. But
I usually, like, I don't have to talk that loud, and it picks me up. Usually, in the old setup, I'd yell and shit and be crazy and laugh.
I'd always get mad at myself.
But, yeah, I can't do that. Well, I can, but I don't. I feel like I'm under some kind of pressure.
I'd get mad at myself for talking this low because it wouldn't pick up that well.
Exactly,
and then it would sound even crappier.
Yep. Yep. For sure. So, yeah.
I think audio quality wise, this will sound pretty good. But as far as the actual quality of the content, I'm not so sure.
It's debatable.
But this was sort of an experiment.
It was. Yeah. So
eat it, listeners.
Well, I was going to say thank you for bearing with us.
No, eat it.
Eat it. Yeah.
Eat it.
But, yeah.
Unless you were going to send Orion birthday money, then don't eat it.
Yeah.
Then you're awesome.
Yeah.
This kind of makes me want to do voices.
Yeah.
Hearing it in my head makes me want to do voices.
Which is silly because the people at home are going to be like, what the fuck is he doing?
I know. I want to just play around and go, ooh.
It's so weird. I don't know if anyone's plugged a mic into their computer. And we saw. We sound so unprofessional because we're like, this is so exciting.
I know.
You plug a mic into your, you know, computer and you put your headphones on and it's so cool to hear your voice and it's so weird. You just want to do like, whoa, voices.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's not such a big deal for me anymore, but back in the day, whenever you would hear yourself recorded like on an answering machine or if you recorded yourself on a tape deck or something, you play it back and be like, is that what I sound like?
Yeah, it's always weird.
It's sort of like just that, strange. But in real time.
Yeah. And I've heard episodes. I know what I sound like, but right. When you hear it in the headphones, it's like, really? What a fucking retard. That's not a good sign.
The fucking noise gate.
Yeah, describe what that is.
The noise gate is a thing that any sound below a certain decibel level, below a certain volume, basically, will get cut out and it'll just show up as silence.
Yes.
But because of the sensitivity of it, sometimes when I make quiet sounds, like breathing sounds, it'll kind of stutter like.
Yeah. Because it's like, and then not really pick up.
Yeah. It's turning it on and off. It's basically like it turns the volume off when it's only hearing things that are below a certain volume level.
Yes.
So it's turning it on and off and on and off and on and off because it's really quiet and it's kind of fluctuating back and forth between being just loud enough to be picked up and not quite loud enough to be picked up.
Yeah.
So every once in a while you'll hear that it'll be like, and that's just me breathing.
Ghostly. But I think overall it sounds a lot better. I love it.
Aldi wouldn't let us turn the heat off.
Yeah.
So hopefully. I don't think it's been making much difference, which is good because I thought it was going to make a huge difference. But every once in a while, the heat kicks on.
Yeah, when our heat kicks on, it's like, and it's not that loud, like overall. But in the mics, it's like somebody's drumming behind us. And it's like, can you shut that guy up? I'm trying to listen to the episode.
Aldi said, "Don't you dare turn the heat off."
Yep, she did.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell that Aldi doesn't listen to the show, because otherwise she'd be like, "Well, I listen." So yeah.
Well, girls, you know, girls and cold. Jesus.
Man, what is it with girls? Like, there's something wrong with their internal thermostat or something.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, I've put on some pounds in the last year or so, and that makes you a little bit warmer overall. But it's it doesn't matter. It's been like my whole life, no matter what size I've been. It's not like I'm a big fat fuck, so I'm hot all the time.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Girls are cold all the time.
Yeah.
What is wrong with them?
I get shirtless and I'm fucking, you know, baking in this apartment. She's like, I'm freezing.
She'll have like a blanket and a coat on and be like,
yeah,
it's so fucking cold in here.
Girls.
Can't live with them. Well, you can rape them.
Christ.
I was going to say can't rape them, but apparently you can.
Everybody can rape.
Everybody can rape. Oh my God, you were saying something to me the other night, or last night maybe.
Yeah, what about it?
About how, you were watching Dexter.
Yes.
Dexter.
Which is a great show.
Which is one of my favorite TV shows of all time.
I've only seen like four episodes.
Aldi's been watching it a lot lately, and Orion's caught a few episodes, and he was talking about how he was watching one where Dexter, if you don't know what Dexter is, he's a serial killer that kills serial killers. It's a show on Showtime.
Yeah.
But Dexter was killing this bad woman.
Oh, this chick, yeah, she, it turned out to be like, there was this case where it looked like somebody intruded in her house, killed her husband, killed her daughter, shot her, but she lived. She shot the bad guy, but in reality, she shot them, and he knew this. He had all this evidence.
Right.
So he's like, this is a bad person. I need to kill her. So he waits for her, and he does this shot, you know, in the neck, and they pass out, and they wake up in his, like, where's it's like in some boxing ring. Well, anyway, she's all wrapped up.
It's different each time.
Different each time.
Yeah.
They wake up, and they can't move because they're saran wrapped, you know, down on this table.
Right.
And this chick was hot, man. And
she was. I know the episode you're talking about. She was hot.
Gorgeous. And she was so, like, she wanted to be in control, and she was losing control with her family, and that's why she killed them, because she was just losing it. And they had this long talk, like, we're the same, you know, you just got to be in control. And he's like, actually, I'm better as far as killing. And, like, I've never been, you know, busted or whatever. Anyway, he...
and I wouldn't kill my family is something he said.
Yes. And I'm like, do it. But she was wrapped down, and he just... stabbed her right in the heart.
She asked him at one point if he was going to rape her.
Yes.
And she had asked him that again earlier in the show.
Yeah.
And
are you going to rape me? Yeah.
And when she asked him this while she was strapped onto the table, he said, what is with you in rape? Nobody's getting raped. Yeah. Which was kind of funny, especially since he's about to kill her. But
that was funny, but he totally
But the reason I bring this up is that Orion, when he was talking to me about this, he was like, I don't understand why he didn't just rape her. I mean, if you're going to kill her anyway, why not take the opportunity rape her? She's hot.
Well, she seemed like she would have been into it because she kept talking about, you know, are you going to rape me? So it wouldn't have been rape. She seemed like she wanted it in a way. There was some chemistry. So I was very disappointed that he just fucking killed her instead of...
Didn't fuck her first.
You know, cutting off some of the saran wrap and getting it on and then killing her. I don't know.
That's an interesting thought process.
Yeah. I don't know. Sorry.
He's about to kill her. Why didn't he just fuck her first?
I watched too much Cinemax, I guess, as a kid. The erotic tales of God knows what in French.
I just thought maybe... We should throw a little bit of Orion rape in there since Austin seems to like it.
Yeah.
Orion rape. That's not exactly what I meant.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, anyway, I already said we were going to end the show. We should probably end the show now.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
You can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
You can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
I swear to God, you just said voicemail.
I did.
You said it again because you
almost,
forgot?
I almost said leave us an email, and I said leave us a voicemail.
Oh, okay. Send
us an email at Kyle and I just had a terrible thought.com. What the fuck is wrong with me?
It's the setup.
You can send me an email at Kyle and I just had a terrible thought.com.
Or Orion and I just had a terrible thought.com.
You can leave us a voicemail at 616-328. Go suck my balls.
I think they got it.
Okay. You can become a fan on the Facebook, suggest this to your friends, get free stickers. I just had a terrible thought.com/stickers. You can go to the forum. I just had a terrible thought.com/forum. There's links to all this shit on the main page of the website. It's Orion's birthday month. Send him all of your pennies.
Yay!
And don't forget to send him those e-cards I was talking about
in the last episode. Shit. Jesus. No. Don't do that.
Something with like a snowman. They always have snowmen.
If it's religious, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, something about Jesus.
No. God damn it. All right. Ignore that. I think that should do it.
All right.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.